I am accepted by God. Paul wrote,
He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
John wrote,
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love.
Jesus said,
For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world.
John wrote,
But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Paul wrote,
Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For our sake, He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God.
Jesus said,
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God.
Paul wrote,
He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And you have been filled in Him who is the head of all rule and authority.
Jesus said,
No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you.
Paul wrote,
For through Him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in Him.
Hebrews author wrote,
Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
I am significant in Christ. John wrote,
But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God.
Paul wrote,
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
John wrote,
See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure.
Jesus said,
No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Paul wrote,
"For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own.
Jesus said,
"If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him."
Luke wrote,
"But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth."
Paul wrote,
"All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." Working together with him, then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
Jesus said,
"I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven."
Hebrews author wrote,
"For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city."
Jesus said,
"For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came from God. I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me."
My security is in God. Paul wrote,
"He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins."
John wrote,
"We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God."
Paul wrote,
"For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours."
Jesus said,
"Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours."
Paul wrote,
"There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us, and who also put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Therefore, my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword?"
Hebrews author wrote,
"Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need."
Paul wrote,
"And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. What then shall we say of these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.